At 6:06, we have some light rain, 65 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting more rain today at a high of 80. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The city of Stillwater is pulling together this morning. A junior high school student pulled a gun and committed suicide in front of classmates yesterday morning. Classmate Stella says everyone was startled at first.
He was probably about like 20 feet away from me, and then everybody just heard a huge pop, and everybody, at first I thought it was a drop of books or a balloon or something.
She told KOSU Radio in Stillwater that when she saw the body, she just started running. No one else was injured. Counselors are at the school today for the students. Five Tulsa church employees accused of waiting more than 2 weeks to report the alleged rape of a 13-year-old girl make their plea in Tulsa County District Court. Arraignment was held yesterday morning for the Victory Christian Center employees who are charged with failure to report child abuse. All five entered not guilty pleas. Well, starting Monday morning at 9 o'clock, Lewis Avenue at I-44 will close, and it will not reopen for more than a year. Kenna Mitchell with the Oklahoma Department of Transportation says since Lewis north and southbound will be closed, you will need to find an alternate route.
Starting Monday, though, they will still have access on the frontage roads of 51st so that they can detour over to either Peoria or to Harvard to get around this closure.
This is the final phase of the I-44 widening project. Inspectors check the rides at the Tulsa State Fair for safety. Our Marshall Stewart was there.
It's an annual ritual before and during the run of the fair at Expo Square. Chief Inspector with the State Labor Department is Randy McGinnis, who has been at it for 15 years now. He says ride technology has changed over the years, and inspectors have to keep up.
The technology's changed now to where everything is pretty much on an automated system. Once you run the rides in the morning, and that pretty much calibrates the system, you could actually run the ride and not have an operator. It just takes a little bit more technology and a little bit more learning about devices on the rides.
A team of inspectors check all 50-plus rides on the fairgrounds after they're set up, and two inspectors remain on the premises during the entire run of the fair. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
On State Capitol Watch this morning, the head of a state House committee that is scrutinizing millions of dollars in tax credits given to businesses and industry is questioning the growth in insurance premium tax credits. Representative David Dank said in a committee meeting that one of the insurance industry credits has grown from about $8.5 million back in 2006 to almost $17 million in 2012. Governor Fallon hosts a town hall meeting here in Tulsa with members of her cabinet, and she is grilled on education. This is Marlo Perkins Sipes.
I know that oftentimes people state that 52% of our budget goes towards education in our state, and I understand that, but that money is not reaching our classrooms. There are classrooms in the state of Oklahoma that have 50 students to one teacher. That is not acceptable.
The governor assured that education was a top priority for her administration, and she plans to grow Oklahoma's economy and skilled labor force. She says that will bring in the resources to fund education and other programs for the state. Our weather forecast, a 70% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 80. Tonight, more rain is likely, 67 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, thunderstorms and rain will continue. We will have a high of 80. And then on Saturday, the rain starts to taper off with a high of 78. And by Sunday, sunshine in 78. National Weather Service radar is showing us the rain shower shifting to the east now of the Tulsa metro area. It is overcast. We have light rain at 610 and 65 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.